Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our sixth installment of Washing for Bread. We discussed last week that in addition to needing water in order to wash for bread, one needs a kli. One needs some type of vessel. So an interesting question that would arise would be, let's say a person doesn't have a vessel. Is there any other way the person can impart the water onto his or her hands? For example, maybe a person wants to cup the water. Imagine a circumstance, a person's out on a camping trip or something of that sort, and they're near a body of water. So they've got an idea. They'll cup the water and pour it on their own hands, on someone else's hand, take turns, something of that sort. Would that be okay? So first of all, let's just talk this through. We'll get into this issue later in the series, God willing, but it's very important that when a person is washing their hands for Netilas Yadayim, that their hand not be touched when wet by a person whose hands are not ritually clean. So we'll get into more detail later, but this question wouldn't even begin. If I haven't washed my hands yet, if I cupped water and poured them on your hands, it definitely wouldn't work. There's nothing to talk about, because I'm actually rendering that water impure by my cupping it when my hands are impure. So that's going to be bad news. But let's say, theoretically, we had a circumstance, there was someone who already washed with a vessel, and then, I don't know, the vessel broke or something, and now they'll cup water and pour it on someone else's hands. So the halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch very clearly is it's not valid, because part of the institution from the rabbis is you need a kli, you need a vessel for Netilas Yadayim, and therefore it's not only an issue of koach gavra, we used that term last week, it's not only an issue in someone doing something to pour the water, there has to actually be a vessel, and the human hand, for these purposes, is not called a vessel. There's another possibility, and this is probably the one thing that actually would work if one didn't have access to a vessel. Let's say I was near a body of water that had halachic status as a mikvah. That's easier said than done for reasons that we won't get into in this discussion. But if, theoretically speaking, I immersed my hands in a mikvah, or even if it's not used as a mikvah, in a body of water that would have halachic status as such, even though I didn't have a vessel, because the mikvah has such a purification force within Jewish law, that would work for ritually cleansing my hands in this context. Many times this would not be an option if I'm by a body of water. If people remember from the Tovelin Kalim series, we discussed at some length some of the requirements for bodies of water to be used for mikvah purposes. But theoretically, that would be another option. But basically, if I stick my hands into the water, that's not going to work. If I cup my hands and pour it, the water on my hand or at someone else's hand, that's really not going to work. If you remember, we did discuss last week the question if I could treat the faucet as a vessel to be used for pouring. But that's a discussion we had last week. So really, the rabbis are quite adamant that I need to use a vessel when washing for hands. To go on to a very different topic, there's another situation cited in Shulchan Aruch when one would need to wash not for bread, but for any food which is currently wet from one of the seven basic liquids in halacha. We won't get into the whole list, but one of the liquids on that list is water. So if I have an apple and I wash off the apple and I don't dry the apple is still wet, there's an opinion, the Gemara says, that a person halachically would be required to wash his hands like we do for bread before eating that apple. This is not related to truma issues, which was the issue for bread. Frequently, if you had truma, it would ultimately end up being bread. That was very frequent. It's very common. This is not for truma issues. This is something else. For times in Klal Yisrael where people were very adamant about eating things b'tahara when they're ritually pure, a food that is wet was fraught with problems. The general assumption is that yodayim shnios hein latuma, that we touch things during the day that are impure, and our hands have a secondary status as being tame. The rule is that water or these any of these seven liquids, when touched by something tame, they become ritually impure on a rishon level, on a primary level. And therefore, if my hands are ritually impure and I pick up that wet apple, I've rendered the water on the apple ritually impure, and it actually a higher level of impurity than my hands, and that water now renders the apple ritually impure. Now, the Gemara says you definitely have to wash for that. There's a discussion in the halachic authorities if we have that rule today, because we're not so diligent about purity today. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash and things of that sort. So because there's a difference of opinion, the common practice in halacha is to wash, but to wash without a bracha. But according to the opinion that says you need to wash, you would theoretically wash with a bracha, but because we're not sure who's right, we wash, but without a bracha. We'll discuss this more tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.